Did Israeli operatives really plant bombs inside of American libraries, cinemas, post offices, and railway stations in order to manipulate the United States into going to war with Egypt? The answer, of course, is yes. In 1954, Israeli intelligence recruited Jewish operatives in Egypt to carry out terrorist bombings against American and British civilian targets, planning to blame the attacks on Egyptian nationalists. The goal was to convince the United States and Britain to keep their troops stationed in Egypt to protect Israel. Israel at the time had just slaughtered Arab women and children, poisoned wells used for drinking water, formally expelled over 60,000 Palestinians, destroyed villages, and committed sexual violence on a massive scale. All of these events were acknowledged by even Israeli historians. Egypt, having witnessed these atrocities, was trying to prevent the creation of the State of Israel. Israel could not win a war against Egypt, so Israeli intelligence set out to massacre American and British civilians, planning to blame the attacks on Egyptians in order to manipulate the United States and Britain into fighting Egypt on Israel's behalf. But their plan backfired. The bombs were meant to explode in the evening when the theaters would have been packed with American and British civilians and their children. But one of the bombs exploded prematurely. Because of this, the Egyptian authorities discovered the Israeli operation and arrested the Israeli operatives. Egypt held them accountable, hanging two of the Israeli operatives and throwing the rest in prison. But what did the United States do in response to Israel attempting to murder American civilians? They did absolutely nothing. This was the beginning of a relationship that would cost America vast amounts of blood and treasure for decades to come. A relationship that would create deep divisions between the government and its own people, with the American public losing out every single time their interests conflicted with Israel's.